Treasury Star Parade. This is Larry Elliott speaking for the United States Treasury, presenting Barry Wood and Georgia Gibbs with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra and Chorus in a special program of star songs and music dedicated to our fighting men over there.
Over there, over there.
Hello, everybody. This is Barry Wood. You know, our boys over there have pledged their lives for America, for victory, and for peace. They're doing their share on the battlefront, and they're counting on all of us on the home front to do our share and more. No matter what we've done before, now is the time for us to prove that we can go all out in our war efforts. I know that most of you are buying bonds now, but that's not enough. You've got to increase your purchases of United States war bonds and stamps. 10% or more of your total incomes every week or every payday. Make every penny count. Put your fighting dollars beside your fighting men over there.
We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
Now here's a salute to our boys in the infantry, a marching song written by two soldiers in Uncle Sam's army, Sergeant Richard Yule and Corporal Thomas Adair. Let's all march with the infantry.
Mile after mile through the dust with a smile, pushing on with a strong, steady tread. Marching together, whatever the weather, eyes on the guidon ahead. Slug through the mud, keep that step going, bud. It's a cinch with a grin and a song. If there's a sight that makes you want to fight, it's the infantry marching along. Oh, we're the gang that's stuck with all the walking. Hitting the road, we never go by rail. We have to wear a pack that nearly breaks our back. But what the hell, it's just as well, it keeps us out of jail.
Slug through the mud, keep the step going, but it's a cinch with a grin and a song. If there's a sight that makes you want to fight, it's the infantry marching along.
Together, whatever the weather, eyes on the guide on ahead. Slug through the mud, keep that step going, bud. It's a cinch with a grin and a song.
If there's a sight that makes you want to fight, it's the infantry marching.
Thank you, Barry Wood. That's a great song for the infantry. And you know, when we buy war bonds and stamps, we make sure that the boys get the helmets, first aid supplies, guns, and bullets they need right now.
Right you are, Larry. And we're going to keep Uncle Sam's bond wagon rolling. And now, folks, I want you to meet a very lovely and very talented young lady who has a special musical treat for all our men in service, Miss Georgia Gibbs.
Thank you, Barry, and hello, everybody.
Georgia, I understand you've been doing a lot of singing for the boys in camps over here.
Yes, I have. It's the most thrilling experience of my life. The boys are grand, and they deserve everything we can give them.
You're right, and suppose you give out with a song.
To that certain someone over there, I sing You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. under stars, here by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home. Under stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home.
Georgia, that was swell, and I hope you'll keep on singing for our boys in camps. And now here's David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra with a special arrangement of Bugle Call Rag. Say, Barry, if the Army buglers could turn out a piece like that, why, getting up in the morning would be a cinch.
Larry, don't you worry about those Army buglers. They do all right. You know, when a private objects to hearing reveille, the sergeant just yells, "Brother, this is the Army." Well, that happens to be the title of Irving Berlin's Broadway musical show that's going big over here. And here's one of the hit songs.
I'm getting tired so I can sleep. I want to sleep so I can dream. I want to dream so I can be with you. I got your picture by my bed. Will soon be placed beneath my head to keep me company the whole night through. For a little while, whatever before, I will see you smile till reveille calls. I hope you're tired enough to sleep, and please sleep long enough to dream, and look for me, for I'll be dreaming. Thank you.
that was grand, Barry. Did you see the show it was from?
Sure, Georgia. Those boys really put on a great show, didn't they?
Did you ever hear of a time when our soldiers didn't put on a great show?
You know, you've got a thought there.
I've got another one, too, Barry. I sometimes think maybe all of us back home don't put on as good a show for our boys overseas as they put on for us.
Well, in what way do you mean?
Well, I was thinking of war bonds. When a soldier, a sailor, a marine pledges everything he has, even to his life, well, I just think a lot of us could do a little better than the 10% we're asked to do. Don't you think so, Larry?
Yes, I do, Georgia. Because the more war bonds and stamps we buy, and the sooner we buy them, the sooner this awful war will be over and won. We've got to buy and keep on buying enough bonds and stamps to give us planes, tanks, guns, and ships in such overwhelming masses that nothing in the world can stand against them. That's our job, putting at least one dime out of every dollar we earn into war bonds. More if we possibly can, starting now.
And now for all the boys in the Navy, we have a new war song. The words are brand new, fitted to a tune you all remember. So here we go with Here Comes the Navy. In the Navy, in the Navy, every Navy man's a right guy. Everyone gives him the bright eye, and the Navy, they do right by. To a sailor, all the world is just as mainstream. When you're in the Navy, you're in the world's best fleet.
First you take your training as a boot. Swing a hammock, never get in shoes.
Shove off in ships and subs and planes. The seven seas are open lane.
When the foe is down with Davy Jones, hope to welcome home their rolling storm.
Oh, every Navy man's a king, and you'll hear everybody sing.
Treasury Department wishes to thank Barry Wood, Georgia Gibbs, David Brookman, and the Treasury Orchestra and Chorus. And special thanks to this station for the use of its facilities. This is Larry Elliott speaking for the Treasury, reminding you to check the radio columns of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.